My guest is Ron Wolf of Ron Wolf & Associates, property manager since the 1800s, and manages about 2,000 properties, predominantly in Santa Barbara County, but the Tri-County areas. We're talking about 2024 new laws. SB 267, credit history, government rental subsidy. What's this about, Ron? That's easy for you to say.
Yeah.
We lost you there. Start again, please.
Okay. Well, for a period of time, owners were able to decide whether they wanted to Section 8 applicants or not. And that law changed now so that if a applicant receives Section 8 funds, they must be considered as a valid applicant, and you don't have the right to say, no, I won't deal with Section 8. And that's a whole other topic, and it has some ramifications to it, but it was an effort to make it so that people under Section 8 voucher programs had equal access to rental opportunities. And this is just a cleanup bill that if Section 8 didn't cover everything and they're a Section 8 applicant, the owners or managers need to offer the applicant the option to provide alternative evidence of a verifiable legal means to pay their portion of the rent.
So they tried to close a loophole that maybe some landlords were using to deny someone on Section 8. And just so people know, Section 8 is not from MASH, the TV show. It's where a tenant can get assistance from the government to pay a good portion of the rent. So in the end, if the rent's $2,000 total, they're not paying $2,000. So you can't run a credit check and show, oh, you can't pay $2,000 a month. So you only have to run it on the share they're paying. Is that what it is?
Well, probably a little more of an oversimplification, but basically that's correct.
That's what I like to do. I like to oversimplify things.
it's just a way to expand that law and make it so it's a little more effective and applies to a broader range of options.
Okay. And before we go on to the next law, SB 602, trespass letters, during the break we were talking, and Ron said this, but he wants to reinforce this for any landlord who is thinking about raising rent, knowing what type, maybe move into the unit and have to evict someone. You want to double check and double check and triple check, because now some of these new laws will, it's not an oops, it's a penalty.
Yeah, and that applies most, Mark. Raising rents, I think, is pre-established as long as you're sure you're using the right index. And be aware there are multiple indexes for different areas, but two real basic ones, and you got to use the right one. The big one that's an issue is what they're calling rent evictions, which basically is evicting somebody to renovate. And those are coming with more and more restrictions and rules. I think government entities are trying to do the right thing, but they're struggling with how to make it work. And you find different rules in different areas. And more times we're seeing significant negative consequences in terms of fines for noncompliance. So it's best to do it right. If you do it wrong, it can cost you money, and it could be voided.
And so we're talking basically you have the County of Santa Barbara, City of Santa Barbara, and the City of Goleta, and there's different rules for each one.
And I think Carpinteria may have jumped into that mix.
Oh, yeah, can't forget City of Carpinteria as well. So, yeah, it's for, you know, a lot of different entities, and it could, so you could pay a fine and it could be voided. That's interesting. Ron Wolf and Associates, property manager. SB 602, trespass letters. What the heck is that?
Yeah, these are known as 602 letters. And basically what happens, and we've seen it more in terms of homeless people who have set up encampments either in a property or in a parking lot, or certainly the potential for going into a vacant unit and addressing that issue through law enforcement has required a letter from the owner to the law enforcement agency authorizing that they take action to remove that illegal occupant of the property. Initially, those letters were only valid for 30 days. The law now has been expanded to make it for up for 12 months. Because 30 days is no longer a practical way to do it. It's just such a recurring problem and a challenge. So they've expanded that and made the notice viable for a year instead of 30 days.
So this is a property owner can alert local law enforcement that a property is uninhabited.
Yeah.
But what if you have a property that someone has been given notice and they won't leave? That they're trespassing in a sense?
Yeah, that's a good question, but that's not a subject of the 602 letters.
Okay.
That requires part of a detainer action and it goes through the court system. It's an entirely different process.
Okay.
Where we've seen the 602 ones, and it's been a little surprising, some of the medical buildings or buildings around Cottage Hospital, we had a problem for a while, been solved and gone, but there was a medical office building that was vacant, and the carport was covered, and a couple of homeless people moved in, set up encampments, had their own cooking facilities and water and everything set up in there, which created a danger for the building and was a problem. And we see that in other areas downtown where people have moved into water closet or hot water heater closets or low storage rooms, and that's what this 602 letter addresses very effectively.
Well, I know there's a lot of stories about people that basically find vacant homes and move in, try to claim they're the owner, try to do this or that, and so this allows a landlord, a property owner, I should say, to be able to evict them without having to go through the court system because the property was vacant.
Right.
Trespassing. Okay, well, that's a great law. We're almost towards the end of the interview. Ron Wolf and Associates, managing 2,000 rental properties. Mention this real quickly because I had another last question. This SB 712, people with battery-operated scooters, what's that? Why is that a problem if they want to store it in the rental unit?
Yeah, just to highlight it very quickly, the trouble is the batteries can be very volatile, especially when they're being charged, and they have created fires. And there are now special rules applying to whether a owner has to permit or prohibit a resident from plugging into the power to charge those batteries. And basically, if the landlord provides the tenant secure long-term storage outside the unit, they can mandate the device be stored outside the unit. But it's a fire risk and becoming more and more of a problem because these types of batteries are not, or fires created by these kind of batteries are not easily extinguished, creating other problems for the fire department.
So they could build a little shed out there to store and charge the mobile devices, and then someone else can move in, and then you got the trespass letter to send them. We'll just wrap it up in a minute. You said something about tenant protection ordinances.
Yeah, I just think people need to be very sensitive to the fact that, you know, this is not a battle between owners and residents. Some of these laws intended to help the residents are really not to their benefit. We mentioned a little bit about the security deposit issues. The one-year leases are not always to a resident's benefit. Just Cause, which has some good motivation in the background, but if you basically, owners typically are not motivated to displace a good resident. They might be pressured to move a poor resident that disturbs existing residents, and under Just Cause, that becomes a much more difficult thing to do.
So the decent, you know, the happy people suffer because the landlord now can't get rid of a problem tenant as easily as they could before.
Right.
Terrific. Ron Wolf and Associates, property manager for housing providers. Ron, always good to talk to you, and I learned a lot as usual, and we had a few more things to cover, but maybe we can do it another time.
Sounds good.
All right, thanks. Okay. Ron Wolf, thank you very much.
Thanks, Mark. All right. Have a good day.
Thank you, you too. And the rest of you, stay tuned for the weekly Multiple Listing Sales Update.